Queensland government to end ties with LGBT program for school staff. The Queensland government has terminated its association with a staff-focused LGBTQ+ program, as more than 1,130 Queenslanders have signed a petition calling for its removal from public schools. Pride and Diversity is a program run by ACON, a New South Wales organization focused on LGBT rights, health, inclusion, and HIV awareness. The program is listed by ACON as Australia's leading LGBTQ+ workplace inclusion program, with membership tiers ranging from more than $3,000 to around $13,000 a year. Services offered by ACON include consulting and training, access to online presentations and events, monthly training sessions, LGBT web modules, and quarterly member roundtables in major cities. A spokesperson for Queensland's Department of Education told the Epoch Times that the state would be ending its association with the program. The Department of Education currently participates in ACON's staff-focused Pride and Diversity program, having joined in March 2018, the spokesperson said. Following a recent review of external memberships, the department determined that continued participation does not align with its current requirements and has commenced the process to end its membership. The spokesperson said all Queensland public sector entities were required under the Public Sector Act 2022 to develop, publish, and implement an equity and diversity plan that outlines strategies and actions to promote equity and diversity, alongside respect and inclusion in the workplace. The state's guidelines outline key actions including implementing initiatives for diversity, increasing broader representation in leadership and higher duties, as well as supporting hiring managers and panels to improve inclusion in staffing. The Department of Education is obligated to act in accordance with the Anti-Discrimination Act 1991, Sex Discrimination Act 1984, and the Human Rights Act 2019, by providing learning environments free from discrimination for all staff and students, the spokesperson said. Petition gathers support. A petition before the Queensland Parliament calling for the state to opt out of the ACON program has garnered more than 1,130 signatures since being launched on August 20. Started by Sunshine Coast woman Narissa Pace, the petition describes ACON as a national advocate for transgender ideology and claims the organization influences activities that extend into schools and affect students. Pace references a 2022-24 Department of Education report, which states that Pride and Diversity helped with creating a gender affirmation guide and supporting 5 school-based staff to affirm their gender in the workplace. Transgender ideology is contentious and not settled. 95.26% of Queensland parents state gender and LGBTQA education do not belong in schools. Pace wrote in her petition. The Epoch Times has contacted ACON for comment.